separated because I believe a man is supposed to take care of his woman. I don't care how much money your woman make. A man is supposed to have his mind set on taking care of his woman.
Talk. I mean, this, you know, this may be a bit crude, but I mean, I don't know no other way to say it. I want to talk about booty calls. All right, let me move on, lest I keep you guys too long. Number three. Now, so you have to realize, like the virus, it's an unseen, indetectable enemy that can kill you. Number two, your condition must be diagnosed properly, meaning you can't diagnose yourself. Number three, your main line of defense is isolation. Once you conclude, once they say, okay, yeah, you came back positive, you have COVID-19, corona, whatever they call it. Now you have to what? You have to quarantine yourself for at least 14 days. Don't come in contact with anybody. And while you're quarantined, we'll give you this stuff right here and that stuff right there. But the reality is you just got to suffer through the symptoms until this thing gets out of your system. There's, you know, and with soul ties, watch this. Number three, your main line of defense is isolation. If you want to recover, you got to isolate. You cannot break a soul tie on the phone with the virus. You cannot break a soul tie on the phone with the virus every day. You cannot break a soul tie letting the virus in your house every Friday night to have sex. You cannot break a soul tie all up and down the virus's timeline on Facebook, Instagram, wherever the virus is at, giving the virus access to you. The virus just slide into your life whenever it wants and then slide right out. You cannot get rid of this virus unless you what? Isolate. In the narcissist teaching, they call it no contact. Which is what most people do not want to do. You know why? It's because the soul tie relationship confuses your sense of identity, and you actually subconsciously begin to define yourself based on the relationship. So without the relationship, you feel like you have no identity. And so when somebody like me says to you, okay, you got to quarantine yourself from this, you have to isolate, that's where we lose you. It's where we lose you. Man, I remember one time I was so motivated. I went to the gym, said, okay, I want a trainer. I'm going to lose this weight. And he said, okay, well, you're going to have to meet me. Initially, we're going to have to do 5 days a week. Then we'll break it down to 3 days a week. And you're going to have to. And I said, I'm ready to go. Then we got to the diet part. You're going to have to limit your calories to, you know, something crazy like 1,000 calories. And I said, what that is? And it said, that amounts to this much. And this much, and I'm looking at this, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to get back with you. I haven't got back with the people yet. Well, you know, when we start talking about the isolation part, y'all been with me all the way to this point here. When we get to the isolation part, you don't want nothing to do with that. You want to be able to get rid of this virus and still go to the bar. You want to be able to get rid of this virus and still go to the club. You want to be able to get rid of this virus and still go to the beach. Be all up in people's face and space and talking about you trying to be corona free. Mm-mm. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6 and 17, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And watch this. I will receive you. God says, when you separate yourself from the unclean thing, I'm going to receive you. In other words, watch this. When you take your hands off of it and you stop driving your life in the direction you want to drive it in, and you come out from among them and separate yourself, isolate yourself, quarantine yourself, God says, then I will step in and I'll receive you. I'll take over. And let me let you in on something. The only way I've discovered to destroy a soul tie is by the power of God. Soul tie is bigger than your willpower. The only way I've discovered that you can really, genuinely, truly break and destroy a soul tie is by the power of God. So if you don't get God's involvement, you're in trouble. And God is saying to us here, the only way I'm getting involved is that you got to isolate. If you don't want to isolate, you know, have the fruit of your own choices. But if you want me to step in and receive you and take you into my hand to do for you what you cannot do for yourself, isolate from the unclean thing. And that's the big decision right there. That's the big decision. Most people that struggle with soul tie relationships for year after year after year, decade after decade, and sometimes a lifetime, are people who never make the decision to isolate themselves from the source of their poisoning. All right, praise the Lord. Number four. Now watch this. Once you isolate, here's the real deal. Once you isolate, here's the real deal. Number four, you will have to suffer back to health. Once they say, okay, you've been diagnosed with COVID-19. Now what we need you to do is go home. Here's some medicines we can give you just to kind of help you with some of the symptoms. But what we need you to do is we need you to go home. We need you to hydrate, check your temperature regularly, and, you know, maybe to give you something for breathing treatments and stuff like that. But we need you to stay. We don't, even though you have family, we don't even need you around your family, because right now in the condition you're in, you're very toxic to others. And so what we need you to do is to isolate yourself, and you're going to, for the most part, you're going to suffer for the next 2 weeks. But when the suffering is over, the symptoms will clear up. But if you don't isolate, and if you don't understand that you will have to suffer, now watch this, and suffer alone. That's one of the hard things about breaking a soul tie, is that you go through a personal suffering that nobody else around you experiences or understands, because it's internal. And you're going through all of this and you're getting frustrated with the people around you because they're looking at you like they don't understand what you're dealing with. And many times they don't, because your suffering is personal. But you got to deal with Simply Hogan, thank you so much. You have to deal with the suffering if you're going to get to the healing. Look what the Bible says in Psalms 119, 71 and 72. It says, it is good for me. Listen to this. Listen to the wording here. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Then he goes on to say, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. He says, for me, I suffered, but it's good for me that I suffered, because I learned something through it. He says, now your word, I'm paraphrasing, God, your word is better to me than silver and gold. The laws that you gave me to live by, now I value them and I appreciate them. So for me, it's good for me that I went through the suffering, because it was through the suffering that I learned some stuff. Most of you who continue to develop these soul tie relationships never allowed yourself to go through the suffering, so you never learned anything. That's why you made another bad relational choice. And you keep creating soul tie after soul tie after soul tie because you won't isolate and you won't go through the suffering process. Suffering don't last always. There comes a point where you suffer your way through it and you suffer your way into health and strength. You wake up one day and you don't have the cough, and you wake up one day and you can breathe, your lungs are clear. And you say, oh, man, I feel like myself again. You're like that prodigal son that was in that hog pen. The Bible says when he came to himself, suffering brings you back to yourself. You haven't been to yourself in a long time. Ask your family, ask your best friends. You haven't been to yourself in a long time because you refuse to go through the suffering. The suffering of tearing away that soul tie. You see, because a soul tie relationship is like crazy glue adhering you to something else. And when you pull it away, oh, you're going to lose some skin. But the little skin you're going to lose in pulling it away, it'll grow back. It'll grow back. So you got to make a choice. Do I want a lifetime of bondage? Or do I want momentary pain that will heal? And when I heal, I'll be free. Is this helping anybody today? Is this helping anybody today? I mean, the Holy Spirit just dropped this in my spirit, man. Is this helping anybody today? Somebody say, how long? I don't know. But however long it take, you got to go through it. Lord Jesus. Oh, that's my son, Dwight. Thank you, Dwight. I love you, man. Now, let me get on through with this here. People tired of me now. Number five, and then I'm done. Once you have isolated and you've gone through the suffering process and the symptoms clear up, you know, the lust, the obsession, the manipulation, all of that is broken. Now what has to happen is you're not to re-engage society. You're not to re-engage relationships until you're healthy and strong. Don't leave out of that quarantine until you know that you're healthy and strong. And then when you leave out again, watch this. You got to leave out with you see, the Asians have been knowing something we haven't figured out over here in the United States of America. When you see the Asians travel, because the Asians know that there's always something in the atmosphere that I don't want to catch. So now, when you've gone through the quarantine, you've gone through the suffering, now you come out with some wisdom. You come back into society guarding yourself. Am I helping anybody here? You come back into society taking people's temperature. Let me see. Hold on. Don't get too close. Hold on. Let me see. Because you do not re-engage until you're healthy and strong. And when you do re-engage, you make certain that you're protected from the stuff that's waiting on you. Natasha, thank you so much. Because the stuff gonna still be there. Now let me read this and I'll let y'all go. In Ephesians 6:10-13, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on, there it is, put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You can't see them. They're in the atmosphere. Somebody sneezed and it's in the atmosphere. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. So you're not going to come out of all of this, go through all of that hell to come back out into a toxic society and people without the whole armor of God. That means what? You got to develop a prayer life. You got to develop a relationship in the Word of God. You need a circle of people, a righteous circle of people that will hold you accountable to a righteous standard. Come on now. You got to put on the whole armor of God. You got to ask God. You got to consult with God before you enter into another relationship. You got to ask the Holy Spirit, vet this dude, vet this woman. Don't let me make another relational choice without your guidance or your counsel. I need you to vet them. And if they're not right, give me a witness in my spirit. And then you got to be smart enough to obey that witness that's in your spirit. So when I look at Karen, thank you so much. When I look at Corona and overcoming this virus, I see, I hope you saw it, the relationship, the connection, the correlation between that and breaking soul ties in our lives. Now, again, I want to say to you, don't forget that my online program is just $49. My soul ties program, I did that since this pandemic started. I just had so much time. It's 8 sessions. It's on my website, rcblakes.com. You have immediate access to it. You move at your own pace, and you have lifetime access to it. You know, you can go back and forth. Some people get programs, and they go through them 2 or 3 times. Sometimes they listen through the first time just to hear it. Then the next time they go through, they're taking notes. And so you have that kind of access. And of course, you know, $49 one time. That's not like you can pay $49 a month. It's one time. And I sit and we deal with this subject of soul ties and how to break them. And so you can get that now at rcblakes.com. In fact, Queenology is there, $49. Transcending the Father Wound is there, $49. And we have one for women in ministry that's just $29. Wisdom for Women in Ministry. If you're, you know, preaching woman, I think it'll definitely give you the kind of inspiration. Arlene, thank you. And encouragement and support that you've probably been longing for. So I love you all. Thank you so much. Let me pray for you. Now, Father, as I have spoken into the lives of your people today, I thank you, God, for those that may have sat there with tears because the language has been so descriptive of their immediate situation and circumstance. Father, I ask you now, some of them may not be so religious, they may not even be in church, or maybe they haven't even prayed in a long time. But now, Father, I ask you, by your mercy and your grace, I ask you to move into their space right now and give them that sense of peace and encouragement that all is well. Give them that sense of peace that all is well. And give them the strength to overcome this. It will not break them. It will not break them. It will not break them. In the name of Jesus, it will not break them. But they will overcome and they will break through. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen. Reach out to Lisa and I at PastorRCBlakes@gmail.com. Also, I want to say this to you. Very soon, we will be launching an official cyber church. You know, right now, you can tune into New Home Ministries every Sunday morning, beginning at 8:30. Then there's another message at 9:30. I start off at 8:30. Pastor Bolden at 9:30. My brother, Pastor Samuel Blake's at 10:30. And then another of our pastors, Pastor Nakia McKay, comes on at 11:30. This is on Facebook. You can find us at New Home Family Worship Center on Facebook. Like that page, or you can subscribe to our New Home Family Worship Center's YouTube channel. You can see us every Sunday morning. We're having cyber services. But beyond that, I'm developing an actual cyber church where you'll be able to go through new members classes. You'll have access to leadership. You'll be an official member of the New Home Family Worship Center. There will be all kinds of classes inside of the cyber church that you'll be able to participate in. I'm trying to find somebody that can do an effective cyber ministry to youth and to kids. We're going to have a millennial section. It's going to be a real functioning church, and I'm going to be your real functioning pastor. And I'll put a link in the description when I'm done that you can go and submit your email address and all of the information as we move forward to launching it, we will send it to you if that's something. So many have said all over the country, you're my pastor. And I say, well, find a church in your area. I can't find none. You're my pastor. You're my pastor. And people send their tithe. Well, the Lord said to me really about a year ago, you're going to have to launch a cyber church. It's just the times. And then, lo and behold, we're in this pandemic. And the Lord says, you're going to have to launch a cyber church. And so we have a team that's working diligently on creating the site. It's going to be amazing. Inside of the cyber church site, you'll be able to communicate with other members of the cyber church. Like a Facebook account, but it'll just be confined to the membership of the cyber church. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So I'll put the link in the description if that's something you're interested in. I'll also put the link in the description for the online programs and so forth and so on. Those of you that ordered Kingology, pre-ordered, where those books are being printed as we speak. And hopefully very soon I'll be saying to you, they're in the mail to you. All of you that made pre-orders, I'm going to sign. I'm going to personally sign, and then we'll release it to Amazon. But the pre-orders are coming through rscblakesstore.com so that I can see them personally and be able to sign them and send them back to you. But thank you so much for your support. And I think I'm done. Speaking of Bible study, I think I'm going to actually teach this same lesson tonight for our New Home Family Worship Center Bible study. You'll be able to pick that up again at New Home Family Worship Center on YouTube, New Home Family Worship Center on Facebook. So go and find us on one of those if you want to kind of tune into New Home and see what we're all about. Go and find, that's a whole different side of me. The pastoral side is different than what you get or what you normally see. It's in addition to, there's some additions to what I do in terms of my pastoral ministry. So I love you so very much, and I want you to have a great, 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 great day. Go to rcblakes.com and sign up for my mailing list right now. rcblakes.com and sign up for my mailing list right now. I need you on my mailing list so you know everything that's going on with me and with Lisa. All right. God bless you. Thank you for hanging out with me this afternoon. Share this on your Facebook pages and just know I love you and I appreciate you. You're on top and going higher. God has more in store for you. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.